Dublin City Council has pledged extra resources for street cleaning and waste collection. It follows criticism in recent days about the condition and cleanliness of the capital's streets and footpaths. The Green Party has called for an emergency meeting with the council's waste collection services. We'll be talking to Green Party councillor Janet Horner in just a moment. But first, our reporter Adele McAllister has been talking to people in Dublin City Centre.
Yeah, there's litter everywhere. They're throwing them in their bins and now where we live.
Yeah, does it get particularly bad during the warm weather?
I know, I just think it's the people up. It's nothing to do with the weather.
Well, I wouldn't say I've noticed it, but I think that's obvious. People hanging around and all that. But it is, it's not a clean place. You know, like, it's been cleaner. Like, for the effort I'm putting into with this Dublin City thing, I don't think it's working.
People just don't, they just throw stuff all over the place. I live by the sea, and it's in the evening time, it's just a wash, it's floor of litter. But then the council, the next day, you drive along and it's all gone. Fingal are doing a great job cleaning up litter.
And what about Dublin City Centre, where we're here now? Have you noticed with the warm weather?
It doesn't matter about the warm weather, it's really grubby. Dublin City is very, very, very grubby most of the time.
Well, let's talk, as I say, to Green Party councillor Janet Horner, who's on the line. Is that a resident of Dublin right, that the city is really very grubby a great deal of the time, Janet?
I think, unfortunately, it is right. Like, we do have an undeniable problem, particularly in the inner city, I think, at the moment, where the streets are just far too... It's not just that they're not clean, there's dumping, there's litter everywhere, and it really adds to a sense of neglect and a sense of just being unhygienic in the inner city at the moment. I know people have talked about in the last few days their feet sticking to the footpaths as they're stepping off the bus, seeing seagulls ripping apart bags of day-old takeaway on busy shopping streets, and, you know, stepping over dirty nappies even as they're walking down residential streets. Like, these are just experiences that we just... are just undignified as for people living in the inner city particularly, but really for us as a whole city community for how we live together. So we definitely have a big problem at the moment.
So what does the council and what do council officials need to be doing to get on top of this?
I think there's multiple bodies responsible for this. It's not just the council. It's also, for example, businesses taking care of their own area, responsibly disposing of their waste, whether it's food waste or other types. Dublin Town, who are the body of businesses. There's the transport bodies. And of course, there's members of the public who, you know, if you do walk around Dublin on a Saturday night at 2 a.m, you will see just how freely people are throwing every type of beverage can and takeaway bit all over the streets. So we don't have the level of respect for our streets and our city as we need to see as well. I think from the council's point of view, we really need a lot more urgency behind this. I am concerned, and I think a lot of people are concerned at the moment, that there is a level of complacency setting in, that we have just started to accept that our city is a dirty city. And that's not acceptable. We need and we deserve to have a city that is well maintained, that is well looked after, and that we don't have to step over such quantities of dirt on a day-to-day basis.
To what extent has this prolonged period of dry weather contributed to the problem, would you think?
I think it has been a big contributor. I think certainly, like, to be a little bit graphic about it, like, the smells of Dublin, you can really smell Dublin during the dry weather, because the rain does cover all manner of sins, and we are used to having that. The council have been doing, and I do have to credit, they are doing a lot of work at the moment. They are putting on additional street cleaning services. They're doing additional power washing. They're doing additional bin pickups. But it's not enough. It's just not keeping up with the volume and the scale of the problem either. So it is. It's just keeping one step ahead of them all the time.
We leave it there. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor, thank you very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about that mission to the Mediterranean by the L.E. William Butler Yeats.